Okay, let's see. What do you think when you think Christmas? What do you think about Christmas? What do you think it's for? What do you think about it? Any, yes. Family, yes. Oh, another one, yes. When Jesus is born, yes. Any other? Presents. I thought you said prison then. Presents, yes. Excellent. Anything else that you think? Grace has got a hand up. Party. Wonderful. Yes, party's good. Anything else? Yes. Jesus Christ, yes. Any other?
Peace.
Wonderful. Yes, I was thinking pizza. Pizza's good too. We like a bit of pizza. Anything else? Oh, yes. Yes, the rush on time. Okay. Any others? Yes. Lack of money and stress. Yes. Yes, there is that. Yes. Food. I don't know whether we have had food, because I was thinking, surely someone's going to say food. Food, and more food. Any others? Budget? Yes. Absolutely. That's a good idea. Get your budgets in place for your Christmas shopping. Wonderful. One more. The joy of Christmas and the Christmas tree. By the way, what do you think of the decorations? Thank you to everyone who did that. Wonderful. We think lots of things when we think Christmas. And I just want you to take a look at this little clip to see what some other people think about Christmas. Lots of people think lots of things about Christmas. Now, you see, I love Christmas. I really do. One of my favourite times of the year. But the thing about Christmas is that no matter what is happening in our lives, whether it be good or whether it be bad, Christmas always arrives, doesn't it? It always arrives every year without fail. It always arrives at exactly the same time. And it always arrives with all the trimmings. You see, Christmas doesn't seem to care that when it arrives, sometimes things aren't great. Doesn't seem to care that sometimes some of us are ill, just arrives. Doesn't seem to care that sometimes people are dying, just arrives. Doesn't care that some of us don't like Christmas, continues to arrive every year. Doesn't care that some of us can't afford it and are really struggling. Christmas just arrives. It doesn't seem to care. It just arrives into the world like that. And not only does it arrive, but it also disappears. You know, one minute Christmas is here, all the trimmings we've had to prepare, and the next minute, 26th of December, it's gone. Bang, that's it. Christmas is over. Done and dusted. And you know, in the same way, it doesn't seem to care that some of us, now it was here, wanted it to stay. We were enjoying it. Doesn't seem to care that some of us, well, we wished it could go on for longer. Doesn't seem to care that some of us don't want to go back to work or back to school. Christmas doesn't seem to care. Every year, it just arrives and then it goes, taking with it all the fun, all the excitement, all the pressure, all the hope, all the unity, all the family patience, and then it disappears. Leaving us with the lives we had before. Do you know, I imagine it to be a bit like this. I don't know whether you've ever seen these. Christmas stamps. You can get them in the shops. They're very good things. Look, you stamp them on bits of paper like this. And you get these lovely Merry Christmases. A lot of people use them. If you're artistic, you use them. Don't know why I've got one. But you see, Christmas doesn't wait for a blank canvas to come and stamp itself on. It's a bit like this. You know, we've got the paper. Oh, look. The us a bit about climate change, things are going wrong. Well, Christmas doesn't care. Stamps itself all over that. And then what else is going on in the world? Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, problems. People going to prison. Christmas doesn't care. Stamps itself all over that. It arrives, whatever's happening. Oh, what else? Unemployment in Britain's getting worse. Christmas doesn't care. It just arrives. Let's see what else is happening. Anything else? Oh, yes. People are ill. The NHS is overworked. Christmas doesn't care. It just arrives. Stamps itself all over the world. Without a care. It arrives and then it goes. But it's not even as simple as that, is it? Because when Christmas arrives, it needs a lot of preparation. We have to prepare things. We have to get things ready. Now, I thought I might assist us in this, because I'm the helpful type. And, you know, one of the things we have to get ready for Christmas is presents, isn't it? Anyone bought any presents this year? Thinking of buying some? Oh, yes. We have to get presents ready, and we have to wrap them. Now, I thought I would have a present wrapping assist this morning. You see? Okay. Because the thing is in the preparation. You have to have your bits of paper, all different sizes ready, and your bits of sellotape, which is stuck to the side of the table. Yes, thank you. And then you have to wrap your presents. So what I thought I'd do is we had a speed competition. Okay? Who can wrap presents the fastest? I need about four people. Four people. One, two, three. Anyone over this side? Because Christmas just arrived. But I wonder what it was like back in the day when the first Christmas came about. Hallam's going to come and share that story with us now.
Mary and the Angel. Mary sang a little song to herself as she swept and tidied the house in Nazareth. She was so happy. She was thinking about her wedding day. Mary was going to marry Joseph. How kind she is, she thought, and how clever at making things. Joseph made doors, he made tables and chairs. He was a carpenter. Mary was so busy with her thoughts that she jumped when she heard the voice. She turned to look. And her eyes grew round with surprise, for there, by the door, stood a shining angel. Mary knew about angels. God sent them when he had something special to say. But she never expected to see one herself. Angel Gabriel stood there for a moment. He didn't want to frighten her. "I bring good news, Mary," the angel said gently. "God has a wonderful plan for you. You're going to have a baby. A very special baby. His name is Jesus. He will be God's promised king. God himself will be her father, his father." It does say his father. I made the other bit up. "But I don't understand," Mary said. "God will take care of everything," said Angel Gabriel. "Nothing is too hard for him." Everyone thought that Cousin Elizabeth would never have a baby, but she will, very soon. Her baby, too, is part of God's plan. Mary's eyes opened wider and wider. "I shall be glad to do whatever God wants," she said softly. Then, as swiftly as he had come, Angel Gabriel was gone. Mary rubbed her eyes. Had she really been talking to an angel? She was bursting to tell someone. "I'll go and see Elizabeth," Mary said. "She's sure to understand."
You see, we think we have a lot of preparations and we think that Christmas arrives without caring today. But when we look back at when Jesus actually arrived, the coming of God to earth was not dissimilar to the coming of Christmas each year. I mean, in the Bible, there we have a young girl engaged to be married, possibly thinking about what life was going to be like. And a young man who always did everything right, waiting to marry this girl. A young couple excited about a new start. And then suddenly, God arrives. Mary finds that she is pregnant. And not only that, they then have to go to their hometown. Some sort of census they have to take part in. And when they get to their hometown, there's no room for them. So the baby, this baby that has just invaded their world, has to be born in a manger. It seems that the God of the universe came just like our Christmas stamp and stamped himself upon the lives of Mary and Joseph, just like our Christmas does today. With seemingly no care if you look from a distance. They were unmarried. There was a census. There was no room for them. But Jesus still arrived at the time that he wanted to. Jesus stamped himself on the lives of Mary and Joseph without them being able to make all the preparations they wanted. And yet, if you think about it, there is a slight difference to our Christmas. Because however unexpected and inconvenient the birth of Jesus was, however difficult it was for Mary and Joseph to accommodate him in their lives, when Jesus came, they accepted him. They welcomed him into the life that they had. In fact, Mary spends a whole passage in the Bible praising God, thanking God that he has chosen her, his servant, to be the one to carry the baby Jesus. A young girl who had a whole life ahead of her suddenly finds that God has invaded her life and she praises him. She welcomes Jesus. She thanks God that she has been chosen. I wonder why that is. These days, I wonder whether you'd get the same results. I suppose maybe it's because, unlike the Christmas we have today, when God arrives on earth, he doesn't arrive one minute, mess up our lives and then go, but he arrives and he stays. He comes to earth to stay, to be among us, to never ever leave us, which is a big difference from Christmas that we celebrate each year. Jesus stays in our lives. He comes as Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us when Christmas is here. God is with us when Christmas is gone. God is here when we go to school. God is here when the holidays come. God is here when we go back to school. God never leaves, because when Jesus arrived as a little baby, it was God coming to earth for good. Do you know, it makes me think a bit about when I got married, for some reason. Excited, looking forward to it. Got married, went on honeymoon, came home, and then suddenly one day had the realisation that Simon was here for good. My life had changed. There would always be this person. He wasn't going home at night. He was here for good. It took some getting used to. But now it's amazing. And you know, that's Christmas, isn't it? God arrived for good. And sometimes it takes some getting used to. But if we enter into that relationship fully, it really is amazing. Mary entered in. She worshipped God. She said, "Thank you for choosing me, for changing my life." And the challenge this Christmas is, when Jesus comes into the world and we celebrate it, do we welcome him? Do we say, thank you for changing my life? Do we really welcome him? Or do we just go through Christmas and move on again? Let's take our example from Mary and try and welcome God into our lives fully this year. Now you have opportunity to take a step and say, yes, I want to welcome you. Among all the preparations and the present wrapping and the money issues and everything like that, this Christmas I want to welcome Jesus. I want to make the conscious effort of welcoming him. And the way that you're invited to do this year is during the next song, Lydia and Josh will be to the side and you can come up and you can receive a little stamp on the back of your hand. A bit like the stamp I was using, not quite that big, a bit like the stamp I was using earlier, that Jesus comes and you can receive the stamp on the back of your hand to say, yes, well, I welcome you. I'll take that stamp and I welcome Jesus to be with me. If you'd like to do that, do come up and get a little stamp during the song, not right now. Lydia and Josh, obviously. Do come up as we sing the next song and receive a stamp on your hand. Let's stand together as we sing. Lord, we thank you that we can welcome you at Christmas. We thank you that you offer yourselves to us, but you don't force yourselves upon us. We thank you that Mary welcomed you, and that because of that, you were born as our Saviour, as our King. And we welcome you. And pray that as we welcome you, you would be born in us again as our Saviour and as our King this year. We ask it in Jesus' name. Please be seated.